Good afternoon from the KWAT newsroom. I'm Mike Tanner. Taxes and spending, as always, will come together for the upcoming legislative session in Pier. House Majority Leader Lee Cuomo Platt says farming leads the way, good and bad.
Well, probably the number one thing that worries me is, you know, how are we going to come financially? Farmers, this has been an extremely tough year for farmers. A lot of times, as it comes to the end of the year, farmers are going to make some purchases, whether it's equipment, whether it's buildings, whatever. A lot of things get done. You're not going to see that this year. And I think it will definitely affect the state's bottom line.
Qualm says the state budget is on track, mostly due to reduced spending.
Right now, things are pretty good, but that's because of the state departments, a lot of them have cut back on their spending because everybody's kind of looking toward this, lack of funds. So that's probably the number one thing out there. You know, how do we meet our obligations? And there's plenty of places to put money. There's never any issue with finding some place to go with it. But when you end up short, that's when things get pretty interesting.
A change in federal law will eliminate state taxes on internet services, and Qualm says that could open a big hole in the budget.
You know, nobody's really sure, but somewhere $15 to $25 million, and that's a big hit that we've got to make up somewhere along the line. So, just right off the bat, we're that much behind, and so there'll be some figuring that has to be done with that.
Governor Noem will deliver her budget recommendations to the legislature on December 2nd. Charles Rhines was executed in the South Dakota State Penitentiary by lethal injection last Monday for the murder of Donovan Schaefer of Rapid City in 1992. It was the first execution that occurred under Attorney General Jason Roundsburg, who was elected last year. He says the procedure was carried out in a professional manner.
We were obviously waiting on the U.S. Supreme Court for a few hours to make sure the last appeals were heard. Those were denied, obviously, but I thought the execution itself went very well. Quite frankly, he was snoring within a minute and gone within 5 or 6 minutes. And I guess what was just sad for me was the words that he gave to the family. I thought they were disheartening after all these years of no remorse.
Roundsburg says they wanted to support the Schaefer family.
Very glad that a lot of the family could come. I think there was around a dozen people in attendance, and they got to say what they'd like to say. And very sad experience for them, obviously, with Donovan being murdered. But they've had all these years to reflect, and I don't think they have hate in their heart, but they were glad that this day finally came.
Roundsburg says he believes the death penalty serves justice.
I do believe that we should continue to have the death penalty and have the tools available for prosecutors. As I said when I was campaigning, sometimes you can take it off the table by finding the body for the family and giving them closure. This case was unusual. It went to the United States Supreme Court a number of times, and I guess that's part of the reason it took so long. But there was no doubt that he was guilty. And like I said, he was never remorseful. That's what I was sad to see. I was hoping his last words would be more remorseful in nature.
There were multiple rounds of appeals during the nearly 30 years between the crime and Ryan's execution. Watertown Fire Rescue was called to a kitchen fire last night at a home at 1702 14th Avenue Southeast. The fire was the result of a broken gas pipe connecting a kitchen stove to the home's natural gas service. Before firefighters arrived, the homeowner shut off the gas supply and extinguished the fire with a home fire extinguisher, which meant there was only minimal damage. Authorities say the fire may have been prevented with the use of a flexible gas line instead of a pipe. Well, bad weather in Chicago cost Watertown a couple of flights on Monday. O'Hare Airport saw more than 1,200 canceled flights due to several inches of snow that fell in the Windy City. Things ground to a halt after an inbound flight to O'Hare, American Eagle Flight 4125 from Greensboro, North Carolina, skidded off a runway. There were 38 passengers and 3 crew members on the plane. There were no injuries. but the bad weather resulted in the cancellation of a 12 noon arrival from Chicago into Watertown and a 12:30 departure from Watertown to O'Hare. Watertown Regional Airport Manager Todd Syrie says service from Watertown to Denver was not affected. South Dakota State Tribal Relations Body meets today in Pierre, and they're discussing ways the state can work with Native American groups. The meeting is the first since tension between Governor Noem and some tribes over laws passed aimed at potential protests of the Keystone XL pipeline. Noem pushed for the laws, and the Oglala Sioux subsequently banned her from the Pine Ridge Reservation. Representative Sean Bordeaux, a Democrat from Mission, says the meeting is an opportunity to discuss how the state and tribes can move forward. South Dakota recently settled a lawsuit brought by the American Civil Liberties Union over the law, agreeing not to enforce some of its aspects. Well, the vice president of the Oglala Sioux tribe is facing an impeachment hearing later this month after she was accused of creating a hostile work environment. Three former employees of Darla Black say she was verbally abusive, texted them late at night, and made them run errands that had nothing to do with work. Black has declined comment on the accusations until her hearing on November 25th. Black will be ousted if two-thirds of the 21-member tribal council agrees to impeach her. The hearing comes after the majority of council members recently voted to suspend Black with pay after receiving complaints from the three former employees. One former employee said Black demeaned and verbally abused me on a regular basis when she worked as her administrative assistant. The Wikini Initiative at SDSU is the recipient of a $500,000 Bush Foundation Prize for Community Innovation. The awards are not for a particular project. They're in recognition of organizations that are continually solving problems with creativity and success. The Wikini Initiative is the only South Dakota winner. The initiative is designed to help Native American students succeed in college. SDSU is the first university in the country to dedicate a portion of its land-grant funds to elevate American Indian student outcomes.
The commitment that was made in the land-grant was that it would the benefits of all of the land-grant missions would be accessible to all, and we're excited to be working on that at SDSU and opening the doors wider and wider so we can extend those benefits to everyone in South Dakota that is a good enough student to get here. And
that's SDSU President Barry Dunn. An advisory board of tribal leaders and educators throughout South Dakota helps guide the Wikini Initiative and provides a tribal perspective to move the initiative forward. Remember, you can get news anytime on our homepage online. Find us at gowatertown.net. From the KWAT Newsroom, I'm Mike Tanner.